Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Jeff Anderson, Marion County's Emergency Management Coordinator, talking about Severe Weather Week. And we are right in the middle of it, aren't we, Jeff?
Yes, we are, Karen. Thanks for coming by. Happy to talk to you about this important subject.
Your role when there is severe weather, can you kind of explain to our listeners what that is?
First thing it probably starts with is dissemination of forecast data or warning or watch data. Kind of play a role of when those statements are issued, trying to make sure that gets wide dissemination. Always try and keep in mind if the schools maybe have something going on like a track meet or baseball game, softball game, but also the racetrack. And, you know, there's many outdoor events that we try and keep track of in here to just have that information in the back of our mind when those weather events occur. From there, if it progresses, we're kind of one of the first lines of communication with directly with the National Weather Service. We've got a chat room, an internet chat room that we can use to converse with them and look at data and see warnings. We've also got direct radio communications with them. If, you know, a school district or any of the responders had specific questions about what might be going on or what might be expected with regard to weather, we try and help get that information. And again, you know, it's basically information sharing.
Okay, as much as possible, as quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible. You know, when the weather gets active, it can be a kind of a nonstop job.
And then kind of volatile this time of year.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Kind of have to be ready to adapt and, you know, never know necessarily when it's going to happen, but you just have to kind of roll with it.
Yeah. And then you play a role in getting information out here locally as well, right?
Yes. We've got a pretty broad email distribution list, and we call KNA, KRLS. You know, we make sure all of our partners are seeing the information that we're seeing. We'd rather share it and have it be a duplicate than take the chance on somebody not having that information.
In the event that it happens, once it has happened, then what do you do?
I generally try and go do some storm spotting when the workload allows, but also when the weather and the time of day allows. I've done a lot of storm spotting at night, and it's not very productive, so kind of increases the danger.
Mm-hmm.
So I try and keep it to the daylight hours, but even in the evening we still do a lot of information sharing.
We did some storm spotter training earlier in the month, and they had some video of an actual tornado at night, and it is just near impossible to see that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very, very dangerous.
Yeah. What's the line of defense at that point if it happens at night, which sometimes it does?
Well, we're kind of relying on the technology, the radar technology in Attica, you know,
yeah.
2008. We actually got 911 calls. You would think that, you know, maybe the phones would be knocked out after a tornado hits, but we were actually getting 911 calls, so there's still indicators there. We still have deputies out. We still have law enforcement out that can watch for transformer flashes. You know, when a tornado hits a power line, typically see a lot of transformers flash. So there's still indicators out there. It just boils down to kind of, do we have people in the places that can see them?
And at that point, that's when you want the trained people, not necessarily amateur spotters.
Yes, yeah. You are exactly correct. There's been a increase in the number of storm spotters over the last few years. And at times, even here in Marion County, some of the highways get kind of crowded with people trying to observe the weather.
Out on the highway is not always the best place to be.
No.
When there's potential, not just storms, but the high wind.
Exactly.
It's bad.
I've had as many close calls, if you will, with just high winds as I have hail and you know, heavy rain.
Yeah.
So it can all be dangerous. Really have to kind of watch what you're doing and know the situation.
Yeah. All right, is there anything else you can think of you want people to know?
Just kind of be cognizant of the fact that one of these days the weather is going to change and we're going to go into the severe weather season, and you know, just kind of mentally make that adjustment and be ready for whatever Mother Nature throws at us.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Karen.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.